banning fake meat in Indiana and the annual E15 summertime waiver. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News. You've heard us talk about cultivated meat or lab-grown meat, but let's call it what it really is, fake meat. CJ Miller reports now on a bill that's on its way to becoming law that would keep this stuff out of your grocery store.
This is really about protecting farmers and ranchers, safeguarding our food supply, and ensuring the transparency and safety for our consumers.
And that's State Representative Bo Baird, who wrote House Bill 1425, which bans the sale of fake meat in Indiana for the next 2 years.
Farmers have been the backbone of our country for generations. They produce a safe product that people know in the meat supply. And I don't want a product imitating our safe food supply that the farmers have worked so hard to produce for generations.
Bear told me another concern with fake meat is whether it's even safe for us to eat.
I mean, CJ, the way they grow this, they cultivate a cellular material from an animal and then grow it in a bioreactor inside its own waste. And then when it comes out, it's a cellular slurry that is just a slushy. And, you know, I've always been a proponent for new technology and I always like innovation, but not when it comes at the expense of health for our constituency.
He adds that more research needs to be done to make sure that fake meat doesn't otherwise cause a greater health risk.
The cellular material is manipulated in such a way that it doesn't stop growing while it's in the bioreactor. My concern is what happens when that gets in our body and if it, you know, potentially connected to a cancer cell. Does that expedite the spread of cancer within our body? So again, the USDA just approved this as a material in 2023, and I just want to know that it's safe, and if it is safe, I want consumers to know what they're consuming.
The bill passed in both the Indiana House and Senate during the recent legislative session. It's now on its way to Governor Mike Braun's desk for his signature. I'm CJ Miller.